This is St. Louis Public Radio. Every year, thousands enjoy live theater at the Muni, the Repertory Theater of St. Louis, and Stages St. Louis. These large institutions have brought drama and music to local theatergoers for many decades. In recent years, they've begun to infuse more racial diversity into their productions and audiences. Some theatergoers don't think they're doing enough, but St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports both sides agree that reaching out to new audiences can be complicated.
Stages St. Louis's current production sister act is based on the Whoopi Goldberg movie about the transformation of a lackluster convent choir into a foot-stomping sensation. Executive producer Jack Lane hopes the play will also help shake up Stages' audiences, which are typically
suburban, white.
Diversifying and growing audiences will become even more important after Stages moves into a larger venue in 2019. Lane understands it takes time and thoughtful planning to court new communities. So does Chelsea Whitaker, a 23-year-old African-American theatergoer and acting professional who's seen other theater companies go about it the wrong way.
Across the country, you just see a lot of people reach out. It's just like, we're doing a black show.
Whitaker says theater companies need to focus on creating connections.
It takes consistency. It takes getting to know the communities you want to work with. I think that is a huge thing that comes with trust, just like with any other relationship.
Whitaker says one of the best ways to build that bond is to cast more people of color in every show.
It's a guest, it's a guest, takes a lot of loving list.
Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast is an example of a character that could be played by any actor. The Muni cast nationally known African-American star Marva Hicks in that role in 2015. Muni artistic director Mike Isaacson says diverse casting is important. So is letting communities know you're trying to draw diverse audiences.
We make sure we advertise to the African-American community. We advertise all summer in the American. We make sure there's billboards where everybody in the community can see them, not just where our sales are. In time, that builds a relationship because it says to somebody, oh, you see me.
But Whitaker, along with 52-year-old minority business developer Ed Bryant, say it's still not unusual to see only a smattering of African-Americans like themselves at the Muni and other theaters. It may be different, though, when Bryant goes to the Rep's upcoming production about Ferguson, depicting the city through the eyes of a lifelong resident. Bryant applauds the Rep for staging the show, called Until the Flood.
I think for St. Louisans, if anybody should be doing this, it should be us from what we've gone through these past 2 years.
Steve Wolf is the Rep's artistic director.
For me personally, that's part of what we need to be doing.
The Rep is known for presenting thought-provoking work, sparking lively post-show conversation.
In the seats, in the lobby, in the parking lot, on the way home.
But these particular discussions aren't being had by a very diverse crowd. Wolf says drawing an audience with 20% people of color is rare, given the Rep's location in predominantly white Webster Groves. But that's less diverse than the entire county and nowhere near the city's 50-50 black-white split.
So what? I don't know why you project that as a negative. We're not going to solve St. Louis. I mean, I don't know who is. You know, we're just participating. We are offering up ideas from the stage for people to talk about.
Jack Lane of Stages knows his company has a long way to go when it comes to increasing audience diversity, but he believes it's an important part of staying relevant.
I think it is the responsibility of someone who is in the arts to try to hold a mirror to what is going on in the world and to bring that to their audiences.
I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.